You're listening to Faith Conversations. Today we're speaking with Dino Rizzo, who is a pastor in Southern Louisiana and who's also the author of a book called Servolution. Dino, for somebody listening right now and saying, you know, that's striking a chord in me. This is the way it should be. But they're not living in a situation where there's a Hurricane Katrina. There's not a catastrophe on the doorstep. What do you recommend in terms of believers kicking into action when the necessity isn't forced upon you?
Well, God never holds any of us responsible for what we don't have, but He is expecting us to respond with what we do have. So I tell people all the time, we get to talk a lot about this, so that's really cool, is start with what you have. Start with where you're at. What is it that scratches at your heart? What is it that you do have? I can remember when we first started having this idea of, let's do everything we can to experience God's joy in the house of God, but then let's do everything we can to experience it in our community. So we looked around, and we didn't have a lot of resources. We didn't have a lot of money. But I noticed some men in our church that could cook. We had done a couple of dinners, and my goodness gracious, these Cajuns can cook. They brought jambalaya, etouffee, and crawfish, and shrimp, and sauce pecan. And I'm probably getting everybody hungry right now that I want to go eat Cajun for all the listeners right now. Yeah, and pralines, and bread pudding. And I set one in, and I thought, other people need this. We can't eat all this ourselves. And so I asked those guys, would you be willing to cook a meal? And let's bring it to some widows. We just knew a few widows. Let's bring it to some workplaces around our church. And it extended out to, why don't we do a free lunch for some of the businesses in our community? And just go by, no strings attached. Hey, we just wanted to bring you this. And we started with what we had. We had that. And so that's what we started with. And then we had a few widows. So we found ways to do that. And from there, it extended to a real heart for single moms. We had some single moms in our church that really were struggling, just having a hard time taking care of their family. And I looked around and saw some other people that maybe had two of something or had the ability, or maybe they were a single mom at one time. And so I just encourage everybody to start with where you're at. Look at what's in your hand. What do you have? What is pressing on your heart? Maybe that's a hint to bring a little light to somebody around you. Maybe you've been told about a story of somebody who just came down with cancer. Maybe you've been told about someone who just lost their son in an accident. I think those stories come to us to move us. Jesus said something real important. He said, and he talked about how we're to look up and see. He looked up and said, look at the harvest, look at people. And I think if we just look up and see the ones that are around us, there's no telling what we have that could really be a blessing into their life.
I appreciate what you said there at the start, Dino, that you can start simple and just start with what you have. I know the people that I've worked with in our own church who are doing the community engagement stuff, you know, they're just strong proponents of, don't make this overly complicated. Don't think of it as a program. Don't print any t-shirts. Don't talk it to death. Just get started. Just do something that's in front of your nose. And God's not waiting to be impressed by the scale of a program or how well-oiled the machine is. He simply wants His sons and daughters to serve Him. And I gather that's what happened at a grassroots level in your place.
Yeah, that's good, Mel. You need to write Servolution 2.0. That was good stuff. I mean, that's the truth. It's just good. Two things I think can happen. You can get overwhelmed by the problem, and it can paralyze you from doing anything because there are so many hurting people. Or you can downplay what you have to contribute. And I believe that everyone has something that they can share. Everyone has something to show the love of God. And then there's an area they can serve in. And a lot of times it's in a way a person is wired. Example, my father-in-law, he's an outdoorsman. I mean, he gets after it. He works with his hands. He's all in the middle of it. You know, I could do a little of it, but I'm not like him. I mean, he could drop him in the middle of Montana and he's going to be okay. You know, he cuts wood all the time. And, you know, I look around, sometimes he's got wood in the back of his truck. I say, why do you have all that wood in the back of your truck? And he's bringing it to somebody else. He just found something he's enjoying. And what is he doing? He's sharing it. And the love of God is in his heart. So wherever he goes to share it, it's going to make a difference. So many people downplay what they do have.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dino, you're a leader. And for any of our listeners right now who are in some leadership capacity, might be a leader of a church, leader of a business, or leader of a small group, what would you recommend? What is the role of a leader in inspiring and guiding people into what you call servolution?
Well, for me, I've got to make sure I model it. You know, if I'm not modeling being a servant, if I'm not kind, if I'm not giving the thank yous, if I've not let my own heart be moved to help out other people, if I'm not letting myself be inconvenienced, or if I'm not pausing, if I'm not stopping, if I'm not listening. So I think the role of a leader is to model and to listen and to look and to be willing to be interrupted. You know, I think about Jesus so often in his life, he was going one place, but then he got stopped by something else. And I think we find out a lot about life in his stops as well as his goings. And I think a leader has to be willing to stop and to notice. I mean, you know, something that is on my heart lately is, am I still noticing the things I need to notice? Am I hearing what needs to be heard? Am I seeing what really needs to be seen? And so that's something that's happening in my heart, and I believe that's how a leader models being a servant.
That's good. What do you see ahead, Dino? Your church, which is called Healing Place Church, which is a great name. I imagine you get people coming through the doors just with their eyes wide open just because of what you decided to call yourself. But what do you see in the days ahead? You've had a real movement under your feet already. How do you keep that going, or how do you figure out where it's supposed to go to?
I think the future's bright as it relates to reaching people. And so we do a lot with our multiple campuses. We just started a dream center here in Baton Rouge, and you see these kind of popping up all over the country, which we're really excited about, being in some of the hard places of our community, sharing the light and being a part of those families and offering different services in those communities that add value to the community for the cause of Christ. We're doing a lot right now with foster care, which we're really excited about. There's just so many needs with children in every state and every community, working with some of the schools that are failing schools, getting in there, and how can we come in here and lift up some of that weight that that principal or that guidance counselor, some of those coaches are carrying. So we're really excited about partnering with some of our schools. And another thing that we've gotten real involved with is medical and dental care. There's always people who need help in that area, and so we've got these incredible mobile clinics through Joyce Meyer Ministries, and that ministry was so gracious to give us these things. So I think there's just so many things now to get involved with, and so many ideas that if we let them marinate in our heart and we count the cost, because one thing that we've learned the hard way is you can't make a promise you can't keep. So if we're going to promise, we're going to help people. So our future is a lot about making sure that if we promise something as a church, as an organization, let's make sure we follow through with it. And then the other thing would be looking at some really neat partnerships. I think there are people that are doing some things really great, and our role is to come alongside them and partner with them and add a little value we can add, because they've already got a good recipe. We just want to come alongside that recipe as that relates to whether it's housing or whether it's working with, you know, the schools. We have a real truancy problem in our community. I met with our DA, and he talked about what can we do to help truancy, get kids out of school, because when they stay out of school, normally violence and stealing and things go up. And so it's just asking our leaders, talking to our mayors, talking to our city councilmen, what is going on, and being a part of that.
Boy, that is a great point, Dino, and we're pretty much at the end of our time, but it's a great point to end on. The people I've talked to have said the mistake that Christians and churches have made so much is to try to figure out what our mission is going to be to people instead of just going to them and giving them a blank check and saying, hey, what are the needs? How can we help? We appreciate what you guys do. Dino, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for writing the book, Servolution. As I mentioned, I recommend that people read it. If you want to listen to this interview or share it with others, if you heard it broadcast on the radio, remember you can go to thebrooknetwork.org. Just look at Servolution or Dino Rizzo, and you can listen to this interview again and share it with your friends. Dino, thank you for talking to us today.
Thanks, Mel, so much. It's always an honor to be with you in Faith Conversation. Just your listeners. I just thank God for people that listen and want to make a difference. And I think together we could be a whole lot better.
Thank you. And God bless everybody. We'll talk to you next time.